Hello?
Kim?
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, hi, this is Lena.
Oh, hi, Lena. Can you hold on just one second, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so what did you say now, sir? Yeah. Yeah, it's a direct deposit. To edit. Okay. 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 Oh, if I wait till tomorrow? Well, I can't submit her hours right now, is what I'm saying. That's the whole reason I'm calling you guys. I cannot submit her hours today. Well, it's saying each time you run payroll, we'll create a paycheck that you can print and hand to Morgan yourself. And that's not what I want. I only want it to do a paycheck this time. But I don't see that. No, it doesn't say that. I'll have to give you guys a call back. Okay, this is too complicated. I thought that you could just quickly answer my question. I did ask you to put somebody else on the phone. I will give you guys a call back.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. Hi,
Yes,
Lena.
I'm with you, Kim.
I'm just frustrated. Hold on. Let me pull. I called the payroll people, and they put this guy on the phone that totally was like ignorant. They're trying to process my payroll for my employee, and this guy didn't have a clue. And I'm like, what am I paying you guys for? And then I asked him to put another representative on the phone, and he doesn't do that. He goes and he's trying to explain to them what I need, and so anyway, oh, so your forms, I've been reading through them. I see some fees on here, and I need to understand all these fees that we didn't talk
Okay,
about. So
it's a 2% origination fee, which is $180, $180 something.
okay, what?
Then it's a
Hold on.
$250 to set up ACH, and it's $350 for the inspector to probably drive by the. Do you have the name of your business outside on displayed? Like, can he see your business from outside?
Yeah. Why
Yeah,
can't I
so
just
they
send
need.
you guys a picture? I got to pay somebody $350 to write in front of my building to say, yes, she's got a sign outside of her building.
They need to do. You know what? Okay, I'll take it myself. Just cross 350, put $100 there for them to do the report and send me the picture outside,
Okay.
and I will try to do that. So this 250 I can save you. Okay.
Okay. So it's $100 origination fee, whatever that means.
180. That's just going to be
180.
deducted from. And then it will be 250 to set up the ACH.
250
But
to set.
that will be taken from your account later, not right away. Okay. Any other question?
I'm trying to find the notebook here. What all do they have to do to set up the ACH other than get my checking account and routing number? No, they have to do it. They have to do set it up with your bank, and someone has to process it on our side too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is the regular. This everybody is actually charging that. I cannot do anything.
Okay. I'm sorry. So the 180 was for
180 is origination fee.
Origination
it's
fee.
Mm-hmm.
What is origination fee? What is
just
that exactly?
That's just all the work which was done to get you this loan. Like the people, you know, everybody who processed it and everything. That's what bank is charging for that. Like
is there an early
date you have?
Oh, okay. I got it. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a penalty for paying this loan off early?
No, there is no penalty. You will get a discount if you want to pay it early. But that discount, usually like 5% of the remaining balance, or it depends on when you're going to do it. But you have to pay everything in one shot. Like if you want to pay it off, you have to pay the just once.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and so I'm going to go ahead and, I mean, because right now we're just trying to even see if I'll get approved, right?
Yeah, so let's try to get it done, and then.
Okay. Okay, if it does get approved, do I have the right to say, okay, yes, let's go ahead with it, or no, I don't want to?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
You will have.
Well, I'm gonna.
They will call you. The third party will call you to verify because everything is done by phone and emails. They will call you for your protection to ask you, do you know about this loan? Do you really want it? Did you sign it? And all this. This is your information. Blah blah blah. At that time, you can tell them.
Okay.
And it will be at the very end.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to print the paperwork, sign it, and then I'll just scan it and email it back to you,
mm-hmm.
the signed copies. And so I won't hear from you anymore is what you're saying?
I will talk to you, definitely. I will see what we need. I need your landlord information, whoever is your landlord. And is it a franchise? I think it's... Are you a franchise or not?
Yeah, I'm part of a franchise, yeah.
Yeah, so I will need information on where they can verify it with in a franchise, just to call them and ask to verify. And your number, that's all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you need
when did you
what,
get you got
my
loan
my landlord
right?
What
yeah,
loan?
The landlord information. The one you didn't pay for yet.
No, I got that in May.
Oh, in May.
It was
okay,
approved. It was
fine.
Approved in April, and I got it.
But
in
you got
May.
It in May. It's okay, because I will need probably your June. We gave them July statement. No. Right. I don't know. They will tell me what part of your business bank account they want, because they want to see that in the last like 10 days you didn't get any loans.
The last what days?
Like 10 days. I will see what they will
no.
tell me when I'll send the documents. I don't know yet. Okay?
Okay. No, I haven't gotten any loans in the last 10
okay.
days.
Okay. Good.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to print this stuff and
okay.
send it back to
mm-hmm.
you.
And send it
okay.
to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.